Welcome to the Inspire Church podcast. We hope this message will equip and empower you to reach your God-given potential. Inspire Church is all about loving God, loving people, and inspiring our world. Visit inspirechurch.com.au for more information.
What does a lack of truth do to us? A lack of truth causes confusion. Did anyone ever tell you something you say that's not right? You just know it in here. But when someone tells you the truth, yeah, it makes sense. Look at me, you got to love truth. Stop accepting people's rubbish and have a knower on the inside of you when you know truth. Because everyone seems like they're so convincing, but what is truth? You got to have this filter of the Word of God. You got to have this filter of Jesus within your life and the filter of fellowship, which we'll get through in a moment. But a lack of truth, it confuses. It confuses us. It brings frustration. It isolates. It breeds inferiority, insecurity, and pride. And I've learned this over the years. If you want to be a good liar, you got to be jolly good. You've got to have a good memory, because I have. And I just find it easy just to be a person of truth. Now, that is outward stuff, but where does it come from? It comes from a desire on the inward side that we will love truth. You will know the truth. I just believe that truth, it liberates, it clarifies. Now, here's a point. I might have to read a little bit of this because I thought it was interesting. Listen to this. Emotions and feelings don't always tell you the truth. Can I just say that again? Emotions, I feel, and feelings don't always tell you the truth. Because our emotions follow our thoughts. Our emotions are responders. Now, let me say this. Hear this. Emotions cannot distinguish between facts and fantasy. Can I say that again, because I need to hear it myself? Emotions cannot distinguish between facts and fantasy. Do you lie awake in bed sometimes? And I do that, and I'm just, I've got all these thoughts that kind of thinking, and if I go down them and I think they're fact, they really affect me. I wake up in the morning, I'm stressed. I get anxious, toss and turn and all those kind of things, but they're just thoughts and I've allowed them to affect my emotions. Now, if you don't believe that emotions cannot distinguish between facts and fantasies, how is it that when you watch a scary movie, it affects you and you know it's not true? Who's ever watched Psycho? I wouldn't. I'm a Christian. But I've watched some scary movies, and in the end I tell Carol, hey, I can't handle this because my emotions are kind of playing up with me, because our emotions cannot distinguish between what is kind of real and what is fantasy. So what's the answer? It says in the end times that men's hearts will fail them because of fear of what might happen. What they've allowed their emotions to get connected with, a thought that may have no truth to it at all. You see, whatever we put in our mind or allow to linger in our minds and think about determines our feelings. But I tell you what we can control. You can control the meditation of our thoughts. And this is a verse I want to get to in this scripture, in this thought. Philippians 4 and verse 8. Finally, who loves that word? It does not mean I'm finished. I'm close. Finally, my brethren, whatever is. Come on, look at me. Whatever's true. Can you hear me out there? Okay, whatever is true, don't listen to gossip. don't allow lies to get into your spirit. What do you got to do? Because if you do that, your feelings will go that way and it'll become established in your mind and in your spirit. And that's why Philippians says, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, moral goodness, and if there is anything praiseworthy. Come on. We can do something within our lives to secure truth within our spirit. Loins girded with truth. Now, here's the other point. I don't want to get crude or anything, but it just happens to be that my belt is here. It's not around my neck. It's not around my ankles. It's around my waist. Very close to my reproductive area. You're all the same, so don't laugh and think, oh, whoa. Is that near mine as well? You know.
Everyone's going, well, really?
Well, I've got the microphone, so I am. And I want to pause on that fire because I want it to sink into you. Loins girded with truth. It's a reproductive part. Truth is reproductive. It's what we are that we reproduce. If we are truth, we will reproduce truth. If we are liars, we'll produce liars. Reproduce liars. If we're unfaithful, we'll reproduce unfaithfulness. If we're integrous, we'll reproduce integrity, because truth is around our reproductive parts, and there's a reason why it's there, because God's reminding us, hey, truth is so important because it's in the reproductive area of your life. You get to be known if you're a person of truth. Truth clarifies, it strengthens, it releases. Why is truth mentioned first? Because when you became a Christian, your life was changed because you received the word of truth. That's why it's first. John 8:31, we're just about done. John 8:31 says this. Then Jesus said to the Jews who believed in him, if you abide in my words, you are disciples of mine. Next verse. Then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Now, what is it saying here? You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. But you got to see the verse beside it, be front of it. It says, if you abide in my words, you are disciples indeed. Listen, then you will know the truth. And that truth, listen, Amplified Version, will be a liberating force within your life. Come on, falsehood binds you up. Too often you listen to lies and it binds you up. It's time to hear the spirit of truth. It liberates you. It liberates you. Amen. You want to know the truth? Can you handle the truth? God reveals it little by little. Listen to this. Truth is a light. L-I-G-H-T, it's a light. Interesting to note that certain bugs can't handle the light. You lift up a rock, they're gone. Flick a switch, they're gone. What does the truth of God's word do? It lifts the rock on your life. It flicks the switch. Once you are fearful of God, oh, God, I really hope you don't find out about my thoughts. I hope, God, that you don't find out about those things I do. Look at me. He already knows. Man, it liberates you if you kind of know the old seeing eye of God upon our life. But God's truth wrapped in his grace came to you. The Old Testament was law and hard and damnation and criticism, as it were. But New Testament, it says grace and truth have come together. And I want to tell you, every time truth comes to you, it's got the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ upon it. What it'll do, it'll liberate you. It won't condemn you. It'll set you free. It'll heal you in Jesus' name. In closing, has this been helpful? How do you know if an area of your life is still in darkness? Good point, John. Listen, where there is worry, where there is fear, where there is anxiety, where there is guilt and inferiority, light has not entered into that area yet. Interesting thought, and I know I'm laboring this, but it's a good thought. Matthew 12:20, look at this. Just look at the words. A bruised reed he will not break. A smoking flax he will not quench. Till he sends forth justice to victory. Isaiah 42 and verse 3, what does it read? Here it goes again. A bruised reed he will not break. A smoking flax he will not quench. He will bring forth justice for truth. Truth and victory are the same thing. If you know the truth, it sets you free. If you have victory, you've seen the truth. The more truth you experience, the more victories you get within your life. I used to be fearful of standing on stage. And you might say, John, I wish that fear would come on you now so you can finish. I'm only kidding. I'm loving this. But it wasn't until I said yes to Jesus, because he wanted me to do this, that I could start to rise above that fear, and it gave me victory. Can I still get fearful doing this? Sure. I've got to keep looking to Jesus. The more truth we receive, the more victory you have. And once you know the truth, listen to this, church, the devil cannot deceive you in that area anymore. As long as you're in the dark, ignorance holds you captive and follows you. But 1 John 1:7, let's all stand together. It says this, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, and as we have fellowship one with another, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from every sin. What does it say again? Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm just losing sound here. It just says, if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, and as we have fellowship one with the other, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from every sin. Don't fall from the devil's mind games. He can make you feel paranoid and suspicious. But I tell you what, if you keep walking in the light, come on, church. From a young age, look at me, from a young age, I've always had a love for truth because I didn't want to be deceived. Because if you're deceived, you don't know it. And I want to stay away from deception and deceiving my own heart because I want to put this belt on. I want to be a good soldier. I want to know how to stand. And I want to put this belt of truth on. It's not something you put on, you take off. It's something that you desire to put on. And as David said, or as God said to David, man, I desire truth in the inward parts. Be truthful with yourself. In closing, I want to say this to you. Have a love for truth. feel guilty about anyone. Please don't. Just encouraging you today. I heard this the other day and I thought it was true that if a banker hears there are counterfeit $20 bills, what he does, he gets the staff to study the real $20 so that they would know the counterfeit. So many times we're studying the counterfeit, but we're not studying the real. If you study the real, you'll know when the counterfeit is there. Regarding morals, regarding ethics and integrity and just having that on the inside. Man, look at me. It's one of your greatest weapons of warfare. Truth, you can stand in truth. The truth will liberate you. The truth will lift you up. And I look at things, truth. Does it ring true? Have you got a heart for truth, do you? Does it ring true? If I'm accepting a truth into my life that I think is the truth, does it make me more open and free? Does it make me more relational? Does it make me want to serve? Does it give me peace? Does it encourage me to deal with my fears and limitation in that area? Knowing the truth sets you free. The truth does not set you free. That is the truth. It's the truth you know. It's the truth you know. It's the truth you know. You give that back later. You know, the devil... Sorry, guys, I'm just going to tell you this, but the devil, he tries to keep you in the dark, not seeing the truth. He wants you to think you'll never be good enough. It's a lie. Accept the truth. True, you're never good enough. Christ has made you good enough. What would you know? I don't know much, but my God knows a lot. You'll never change. I think I have. Look at that person beside you. They're changed. You'll always struggle. But I want to tell you, listen, the truth is, I would rather struggle for victory than struggle in defeat all my life. Come on, you can get excited if you like. The devil trying to tell you don't need God. Ha, it's not the truth. What does the voice of truth sound like? Get this, as we bring this to a close, it declares, you are forgiven. Amen. It declares you are justified. It declares you are righteous. It declares you are healed. It declares you have a great future. It declares greater is he that's within you than he that is in the world. He declares it. Man, that's the truth that we need to lay hold of today, that we can have a song of victory in our heart. Declare the truth tonight over your circumstance. The facts may be, but the truth is. The facts may be I'm not perfect. But the truth is, I'm looking unto the one who is making me more like him. And I just really hope today that I've spoken to your spirit. That you'll leave this place today with a greater desire, not an anxious, uptight, intense thing, but an intentionality within your spirit that, man, I'm gonna hunger for truth. I'm gonna love truth. Come on, young girls, when that kind of boy whispers in your ear, you're not married and says, oh, yeah, I love you, honey. Let's get it on now. Kick him in the belt of truth. You know, the voice of God is not condemning. The voice of God and the truth of God is, I am with you. Truth is that he says that my strength is perfected in your weakness. Come on tonight, belt of truth. belt of truth. Put your belt of truth on. Come on, you guys. Belt of truth. That if God, we're going to fasten it around our life. There's going to be an intentionality happening within our life in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to this life-transforming message. For service times, upcoming events, or to find out more about Inspire Church, log on to inspirechurch.com.au.